For writer and historian Nat Hentoff, it was all about freedom and the jazz he loved and the First Amendment he fiercely defended. Hentoff had a hand in more than 30 books, nonfiction and fiction, on jazz, censorship, the Bill of Rights, and education. He wrote for publications including The Village Voice, The New Yorker, and The Washington Post. Nat Hentoff died Saturday at the age of 91. NPR's Tom Cole has this appreciation.
A young Nat Hentoff was walking down the street in his hometown, Boston, when he heard a sound coming from a record store.
So I hear this sound, and I rush into the store. What was that?
It was clarinetist Artie Shaw's theme song, Nightmare, as Hentoff told NPR in 2010.
The only other music that had really hit me that hard was when I was even younger in an Orthodox synagogue and I heard the cantor, and they used to improvise very passionately. Years later, I found out that Artie had based Nightmare on one of the melodies that the cantor sang.
And so began Nat Hentoff's lifelong devotion to jazz and the musicians who made it. He wrote for Downbeat and co-founded another jazz magazine. He penned album liner notes and produced recordings. Through all of that, he came to understand who the musicians were, where they came from, and what they were trying to say in their music. He saw the connection between the freedom of expression in jazz and the basic civil rights and responsibilities we all have as citizens of the United States. Here he is on WHYY's Fresh Air in 1991.
If there is a basic fundamental engine that makes this peculiar experiment, constitutional democracy, I'm quoting Jefferson, work, it's that we all have a right to free speech, no matter how offensive.
Hentoff's adherence to those principles got him in trouble with critics on the right and the left. He was unwaveringly consistent. He was opposed to the death penalty and abortion. He relished his role as a provocative outsider, and he loved the music that helped open his ears, eyes, and mind. Nat Hentoff died at home in Manhattan, listening to Billie Holiday. Tom Cole, NPR News.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible.